CliffCentral.com.
It's Friday morning.
It's Friday. It's 9:05 on Friday, the 27th of June. This show's coming to you from the future. It's Friday, 27th of January, 2017. This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. My name is Dave Levinson.
My name is Eric Janssen.
And then we're also joined by my neighbor.
My name is Brandon McCarr.
How are you, Brandon?
I'm good. It's How are Friday.
You? I'm lovely, man. How are you, Mr. Dave?
Slightly hungover because I had a meeting yesterday.
That makes no fucking sense. Absolutely none.
Don't comedians have meetings? People say to me, what do you comedians do all day? You just sleep all day. I actually had a meeting with someone.
Meetings.
And then he said, come and try this new thing. So I said, okay.
Wasn't sober after the meeting. That's nice, man. What is the meeting about? What did it entail?
We got a contract to do some golf days.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
That's
so fun. That's my first comedy-related business type stuff that I did for the year.
Okay.
And it was good. We went well. But when we tried this new tequila that the guy had, that's when things got messy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So that was my first meeting of the year, and I felt businessy. So for a comedian, the first meeting on the 26th of January, that's my first meeting. I have no idea. I've got 3 days to make my payments for the month.
And are you going to be able to make such payments?
Totally getting into overdraft this Eric, what you been doing?
I'm making a loan. I had my first run for
You did the Goliath Club.
Goliath Comedy Club last weekend. That was fun.
Brandon said, let's go to the Goliath Comedy Club.
Yeah, no, I waited for you guys last week.
He said, let's go.
And everything
he said, let's go and not laugh at Eric. Those are his actual words.
You guys are assholes, you know that. Like, proper. Eight last.
How was it?
Like, first. It was nice,
man. Who else was on the bill?
It started on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, there was a corporate function for Standard Bank Africa. Mm-hmm. So, everyone from as far as Uganda, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Malawi, all the way up that way. They were at the club. And you'd think...
And you showed them the ATMs.
And you'd think... No. That's funny. You'd think that your material is universal until you drop a punchline. Then it's just over
there. No, in Uganda, that is not funny.
Yeah, no, that's not
young
hilarious.
Young powder boy.
Not hilarious, albino. Yeah,
and then also, in Kosinati, Mark is here.
Yes, sir.
From Cape Town?
No, actually now a Joburger.
Are you a Joburger now? Fully fledged?
I'm a Joburger, yeah. Fully 100%. I'm 3 weeks old.
Newborn Joe Burger.
Newborn Joe Burger. I'm like very fresh.
Newborn Joe Burger.
I get so jealous and be like, no, I've got this condo like Dave. And I was like, I've got gigs. I'm like, when did you do these gigs, man? No, you have to be here about 6 months back. Yeah. You came too late, man.
That's funny.
So now my gigs are in March.
I know, we're talking outside. I said, so you're coming on the show, you're obviously going to... Because when you come on the show, we call it, what do you call it, the podcast?
Yeah.
You want to say, this is where I'm gigging,
this is
what I'm doing. This is I've got a theory about comedy, or something happened to me in comedy. I'm like, when you're doing gigs...
Okay, cool. Here's the thing. My paid gig.
March.
My paid gig.
Do you want to maybe come back in March?
But my February is empty. And my paid gigs are in March. But I've got gigs. There's gigs all over the place. Like, I played on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Last week I was at Parker's for the whole week. And What was I doing? Oh, yeah, there's other gigs. I almost said Google it. Soweto.
Okay. Soweto, yeah.
There's gigs in Soweto as well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's Maponya, all those things. Yeah.
So, only gigging in March, like properly.
Properly gigging.
Booking vibes.
Booking vibes, yeah.
Yes. March is far, you know that now.
No, March is here. It's like 2 to 8 days.
Like January is
three. January. You're lucky January is so short.
I was just going to say, January is like 3 months long on its own. Like, and then there's still another 2 months.
No.
It's the best time to give up something is February. Because like if you can do it, I gave it up for a whole month. Those little 3 days.
You're 3 days short of a month, actually. But
give
nice.
Up smoking, masturbation, drinking.
I don't understand how you can give up on masturbating.
I like the way you call it masturbating. You obviously do it differently.
No.
I only call it masturbating when the dog's watching.
No.
You
like,
call it masturbating once you perfect it.
Think about it.
I see.
Think about it. Like you
I've tried to perfect it 5 times yesterday.
You're a master. But
we must say that for the. You know that you and I are on the sex show today.
Why?
I don't know. He ran out of guests.
That's going to be awkward.
He saw your tweets.
Leave my tweets alone. My tweets are not to be mentioned on a fucking show. Leave my tweets. This is a record.
Here's your song.
Don't. Oh, wait. Up all night to get lucky. Yeah. That's what we have to
do. You can't get lucky.
Who's lucky? Like, why are we trying
lucky
to get
lucky?
Oh, lucky was yesterday. Oh, we're up all night to get... Okay. We're going to get lucky.
Eric can't get lucky. He stays far.
That's the problem. I love him fucking...
When you stay far, né? And you stay like in a township situation, kind of, you meet this girl in the suburbs.
Okay, just to put... Wait, before you get on. Just to put this thing into context. So I put a tweet out yesterday saying that I'm 21 years of age and I don't know the rules of engagement or how the whole contractual agreement of...
There shouldn't be a contract for one night stand. One night and remember, you don't know it's a one night stand until the next day. That's your problem. You thinking that you're going to a girl
you're
and saying,
out,
"Hi, I'd
you're
like a one night stand."
You're on leaving before it's even happened.
You don't say to someone, "Hi, I'm in for a one night stand." You've got to, the only way you're going to get sex is the same as me. You just have to lie a lot.
Okay.
Will I see you again? You'll see me a lot.
Let him explain to you why I have this fear that I told him about before the show. Go. Township, Far Vibes, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm from Cape Town. I'm making Cape Town as an example. And I get this girl in Greenpoint, for example. Right?
Okay, everything you say now is for example, which I like.
I'm not going to say yeah, but
it's not a true story at all.
Right?
My friend, let's call him Kosinato.
Yeah. Right? And then...
Aren't you married?
No, and then...
That's hilarious.
I can't afford Lobola. So, and then... it's too much money. These people are greedy now.
Right, go.
And then... say for example, she's a coconut. I'm not gonna say she's white, okay?
Looks like Eric.
If I say I get a white girl, right, in town, then it's gonna be far fetched.
Okay. So do you want this story to be realistic?
Avatar. Coconut.
She's blue.
Coconut.
I drive 30 km. She's drunk. She's drunk. Okay, I drive a very quiet car. It's very quiet.
I've seen your jet. So she's sleeping.
It's very nice.
It's so silver. Now,
they fall asleep on the way. Like 5 minutes in. We just met 10 minutes ago.
Now you're
fell asleep
in
my car. I don't know this girl.
In your friend's car. This isn't you in the story.
Yeah, in my friend's car. I said example. So
example. I'll so he can use himself.
So she's young. She falls asleep. Would you say two of them or just
30
one?
K's, not
30
just
K's.
30
from
K's
from now.
But it's in Greenpoint. How much she pay for
happen.
This girl?
Let it happen.
30 K's. She's probably gay. 30
man.
He's probably
sorry,
a guy.
Never
now,
wait.
30 K's. I get in there. I get home, right?
Right.
Park my car. Now she has to get out.
Now
I have to wake her up.
And she doesn't remember you.
Remember.
Yo.
It happens to me maybe like 10 times.
Oh, no.
Yo. She doesn't remember
for
you.
Example. No. It happens to me.
For example,
it happens.
But now that could be dangerous because that's court. That's what you're going to tell the judge, what you just told me.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It. So did you do anything?
Okay, we did things before the car situation.
See.
So now we get to the car and
she's
then we're like, hey, let's go finish this up at home.
That's a premise for that's a great start to a movie. Girl wakes up and the guys and you see the movie, so you watch all the stuff happen and she's partying.
Yeah.
Then she wakes up and says, I don't know who you are and I think you raped me. And then the guy's like, no, but watch the movie that I made. Oh, you made a movie.
Oh, you made a movie. Now there's evidence. Ah, you.
Hey, listen, we want to say hello to Clint from the Val.
Hello.
I don't know if that's a place.
Clint from the Val. Yes.
Does he live on the river?
The Val. It's like
the area.
There's houses on.
How's it, Clint? It's the third time he's listened to the show.
This is
the 100th time we've done the show, and we've run out of guests.
We have.
But of course, Nati Maki. Am I saying it right?
I'm a comrade, man.
So you've come from Cape Town. You met a Joburg boy.
Yeah, I'm a Joburg boy now.
Okay.
Are you digging
Joburg vibes? Have
old.
You done the gigs? Have you done Kitcheners?
I've done everything. I do everything, and I've done. What else?
I've done everything. Have you water skied?
I did parkour.
Have you fucking skydived? Don't tell me.
Do
you
the only place I haven't been is the hip hop clubs. The one where AK.
Do you know what's wrong with them? Is they shut down.
And Kong and Haram.
Have you been Taboo?
I haven't been Taboo.
Isn't Haram a Muslim word for like something that's not cool?
No, trust me. This Haram is very Haram.
Oh,
yes. It's so Haram.
Of Haram.
They've got AK.
Do you have been to hip hop clubs? Brandon and I go to hip hop clubs often.
Yeah.
You sound like.
We do?
He sounds like the guy that fucked up last night and is like, yo, everyone is so excited to see Ocean Basket tonight. Like,
was that his name?
No, a basket
ocean
mouth.
Basket.
I was like, no. You call the Ocean? No, man.
From Nigeria, landlocked country.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see Ocean Basket.
I'm like, no, he's not Ocean Basket, no.
He was supposed to be on the show today, by the way.
But
he got very, very fun.
He had all the funs last night.
He had so much fun. And then I said, is he going to be on the show? And Nick said, Dave, I'm not sure. He just left here with an entourage.
Yeah, no, he had like 27 people with him.
Yeah, he said, I doubt that he's going to be on the show. And if he is, it's going to be 27 people in your studio.
Yeah.
So Basket Mouse here from Nigeria.
He's funny.
Who's in the finals of the CAF Cup?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Let me check. Can I just also say, for me, comedian-wise, my friend Mel Miller is actually not well at the moment, and I dedicate the show to you. I wanted to pull through that man is the strongest man I know.
Yeah.
And I really don't dig seeing him not well. So,
I took a picture of him. He was doing this. Very funny.
I want Mel to get well. Alright, get well, Mel, please.
Get
so
well.
Then, can we just have from you, Eric, what is the WhatsApp number?
The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Can you say it like a normal bitch, please?
Normal bitch. And the number is 079-748-2090.
Thank you, Eric.
Don't send voice notes.
What's the number,
we
Brandon?
Won't listen to them. We promise.
No, you can send voice notes. I've kind of worked out how it works. But I love the fact that people do say, listen to some stuff.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yes, of course.
Are we live?
Of course.
We do.
Live.
We are live in terms of the show. No one edits this.
Okay, like, cool.
No, so it does go out into the ether now. Someone listening now will listen to it now.
Okay, to answer your question.
So the person sent a WhatsApp message to a show that happened.
Oh, no, you can't send a WhatsApp show to a show that's happened.
No, you can send. It's a universe. It's the line.
Tell
is
you
the
what,
same.
Can you send a WhatsApp
send
now?
Send a WhatsApp and it'll come up on the screen.
Please. What's the number, please, Kostanati Maki?
Were you listening?
You weren't listening, motherfucker.
I don't listen to normal bitches.
Mike Henry.
Yeah, unless they fall asleep in your car.
Ah, that's funny.
Only when they wake up in your car, very surprised with a sore bum.
079. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Are you getting?
Yeah, I'm
ready.
079-748-2090.
Okay. Send it and say something
send
nice.
The
I'll read
I'm
it.
In the WhatsApp
and make sure it's funny as well.
Check there. Is there anything from the WhatsApps?
No, yes. Yeah.
Wait.
Just send a message.
079-748-2090.
Ah, Futsek, I'm also here. Hey. Say hello to me also.
And Eric.
And Eric. Hi, Dave and handsome
Hi,
Brandon.
Hi, Dave. And handsome Brandon and Eric. I've got a name for Brandon.
No, fuck this guy.
I've
you
got
must
a name
leave.
For Brandon.
You must
Do you remember a lot when he wasn't here? Someone said, where's the eye candy? So that means we obviously, for our personalities, that's chicks dig that. That's fine. They want the eye candy, which is
what
Brandon.
What a pretty old I'm joking, yeah? Yeah.
Eric, so now, I went on to social media and
so
I said I would,
got,
eh?
Yeah. Eric Powder. Eric Powder Janssen.
I'm listening.
Dangerous Dave. And Brandon's now Cockblock Mackay.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, Clint says he's from Vaal, a.k.a. Vanderbilt Park. So he's obviously very gangster as well, a.k.a.
A.k.a. It's his birthday this weekend, apparently.
What is a.k.a.? What's the joke with someone? What is a.k.a.'s...
also known as... that's Yasin Banzi, yeah. Okay. What's his name again?
So thank you.
Keenan Forbes' birthday this weekend.
That's from Aquarium... Aquarium Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. She always listens.
Oh, yeah, Michelle. Even
Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Michelle's touching the penguin.
Is she colored? Is she colored, though?
Touching the penguin.
Michelle.
She's not colored, no. Why?
Send us your. No, don't do that.
Not because most Michelles are colored, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it maybe not because you also...
Ask
no, he's not lying.
Okay, ask this guy.
Most Michelles are
colored. Most Michelles are
colored. Most Corins are
colored. Hey,
I know. Wait, yeah, I know one white
Craig,
Michelle
crazy.
And most storms that I know are strippers.
Storms.
Yeah, Chastity as well. I know
and Taylor.
Chastity,
if your name is spelled T-A-Y-L-A.
T-A-Y-L-A. Taylor.
With a smiley face on the A. Now, the theme of the show today is, and I'm glad you're here, and Kusunati Maki, because I need to get your opinion. You've started comedy recently, not...
6 years ago.
6 years ago, okay. So you're into it. This is your thing. This is what you're doing. It's your career. You've chosen. You respect what you do.
I like being poor. That's the problem.
Exactly. But you also wake up in the morning and you have a plan.
Usually, there's always something I have to do.
But comedy related. Obviously, you just take a dump and whatever. But what are your plans for the day, comedy wise? I like to hear comedians' strategies.
What is your day?
Me, I wake up. Okay, now recently I've joined the gym, I wake up.
I got your message
in my car.
I got your message.
Yes. What is
Kusunati Maki? If you want his phone number, it's 074 919.
No.
Just I'm giving that to the bitches.
I want stalkers.
Please don't say bitches. They don't like being called that.
Yeah,
I've heard.
The only people they love being called.
All I want to do is basically take my number and then just try to book me for a bar mitzvah.
Just Sanati Maki saying, I just want to say hi to the normal bitch, which is Eric.
No, I'm not. No, fuck. You see now. You're making me swear more than I usually
Did you
swear.
Find out why I've called him Cockblock Mackay?
Yes.
Okay. So, tell me your day. Let's have a comedian's strategy.
Okay, cool. Wake up in my car.
You wake up in your car.
Wash my nuts. And then...
Wake up the person in the car with you.
Depends.
Surprise!
And then...
Do you have one of those sun shields with a zebra on it?
I would like to have those, actually.
Let's do that. Let's raise money for Nkosinati Maki's sun shield.
Yeah, it's like $45 at Midas.
Let's get, this is the show is dedicated. Can Michelle, if you're listening,
and some curtains for
the anyone, anyone's
you know what
listening.
You're doing in your car now.
It's a Jetta, hey?
Blind.
It's a Polo Vivo, Michelle.
It's a Polo Vivo.
Yeah, I've got installments to pay.
What are we looking for? We're looking for curtains. This is like one of those shows. And Nkosi Natimaki, one of our favorite, he says he loves the show, and he would like some curtains and a sunshield. He would like to swap that for, what have you got to swap?
I put my car is not tinted, actually. I'll swap, I don't know, man, you know? I don't know. But if she's a woman, then we can swap things. But I do favors as well.
Listen, there's some guys in Sea Point that'll swap stuff
for you. I do favors for cougars. As long as they don't blow on me. That's
listen, I love it when a cougar blows on me. From Katie's Palace.
Yeah, that, no reference.
Okay,
no
so
problem.
You don't have a strategy. You wake up in your car. What when you say gigs in March, what are you talking about? You've got the Goliath Club or something?
I've got Goliath and Goliath. I've got Big Durban.
I like the way you say Goliath and Goliath. Like yes. It's two gigs. Yes, it's one gig, right. Bro.
Goliath Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Okay, there you cool. Go. No, the thing is, there's a box as well.
Oh, you're doing that's both of them. Oh, that's the second gig, yeah. So Goliath and Goliath.
Okay, good.
That's pop out.
All right, so we look forward to seeing you in March. Brandon. In the car, I was talking to you about something that upset me about young comics. There's a friend of mine called Mo, and he organizes comedy at Fire and Ice. He does both places, Menlyn and Melrose.
He doesn't do Melrose anymore, though.
Okay, it's a little bit too close to Goliath.
Goliath, yeah.
And then he does Cape Town as well. There's a Fire and Ice in Cape Town.
Yes.
So he did, Loyusa did four nights there.
Yes.
That's just smart little, he's a smart entrepreneur. He did a gig recently, and I spoke to the owner of the gig without speaking to Mo, so I won't tell Mo that this happened. He'll have to listen to this podcast.
But the guy
will never find out.
He said the young comics, there were four, you could see they were new comics, and they all came up on stage and kind of did the same intro. So the first 2 minutes of each comic was almost exactly the same. They spoke about being young black comics in a village neighborhood kind of setting. You know these like security villages, what do you call them? Estates.
Mm-hmm.
They all made the same complex. Reference to the state being
the suburbs.
Thing. I mean the suburbs. And the guys like, but you're all doing the same joke. Like relax. Just and I realized that the comedians aren't listening to the other comics. They're sitting around the corner in the bar or something. Mm-hmm. The one comic had his laptop and his earphones on. And the owner of the place is standing going, shouldn't you be watching the comedians?
Don't know what's
and I've
happening.
Done the same thing as a host. I'll get what I do. I mind the audience. Where are you from? What's your name? What do you do? So what you're doing is you're giving those comics. This chick studies gymnastics. This is an accountant. This one's a pilot. So you're giving the comics a fodder to get the first thing comic comes on stage. Hi, what do you do? And the chick's like, but have you not been watching the show? So like, to young comics, like listen to the show, watch the host. The reason why the host is there is to get some mining stuff for you, so you can go in and be. You can just walk in there running.
Take the gold, son.
Exactly.
It's gold.
Another
already.
Thing I've noticed up in Jordan.
It makes me angry though when young comics always ask for advice and then you watch them at the show and you say, well, there's your advice there. You don't have to ask me for advice. Watch the show.
Another thing I've noticed is that here in Jordan, is that comics generally they've got the. You find that they will have the same similar premise. That premise, sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's never.
In terms of the material.
Yeah, thank you, sorry.
Yeah, material, yes. So you'd find. Because it's and it's mostly people here do more popular topics.
Okay.
You know what I mean? What's trending. And so that would be one of the main reasons
and
why.
And then all four comics talk about Donald Trump's wars. Yeah.
There you go. So it's not about like whether it's never the same joke, but it's yeah. almost same a similar theme. Topic, same thing.
So now, do you think how many young comics have got it in them to actually take a piece of material that they think is. They fall in love with their own stuff while they're writing it.
Mm-hmm.
To actually. Just get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, cross it off that night. And mm-hmm. say, I'm not doing that joke tonight because it seems that even if the comic goes, I know we're all talking about Donald Trump's wall, but I've also got something.
Yeah.
No, shut up. Take it off your list.
Mm-hmm.
Think do of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Instead yeah. of 7 minutes, do 5 minutes.
But mm-hmm. also, how many
have you got the strength to do?
Come
that?
On, and they've just got one thing, and you can watch them three times in a row, and word for word, it comes out. So not a lot.
But then I think young comics are trying to get their set. It takes a lot to start. I've watched young comics walk on stage and try and improvise with the audience. I'm like, no.
Fail.
Do your 5 minutes.
Fail, chief. Yeah. Fail.
Unless you're me, then fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Then you
oh, we can
then.
Only find out in March.
Then you can.
I'd like to know.
Fire them shots, man. Yeah, we are ruthless, rude boy.
I'll come back next week with 10 gigs. 10 booking. You'll be surprised. I'm telling you now.
I'm
telling you now. I did wash with my ancestor water. She gets it.
Ancestor water.
She gets it.
For Lester's understanding, please explain this.
Lester, what is ancestor water?
Is it urine?
Explain.
Lester's gone. She's out.
Did you know? Yeah. Okay. Fact of the day. the water that's on the planet is the same amount of water that the planet started with. That is it. The water you've got now is the water we're going to have.
Yeah.
You know, new water's arriving. That's it. That's the water.
Like, we're getting water from nowhere. Like,
no, we're getting water. The only new water we can get is if the icebergs melt.
Oh, yeah. That's true. No, but put it like that.
That fact of the day was brought to you by
Pro-Ride. I don't like it. I love it.
We're trying to look for a sponsor, but I'm thinking maybe we should stop
looking for a sponsor. Okay, what you got to do is got to get them before they've heard the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we play them Gareth's show.
You know this thing with the water? It's weird because...
Are you explaining the ancestor water to us?
No, the actual water.
Is it a golden shower?
The water, it's like... you know, they say, the government is like, yeah, I must save water. Like, people, you should save
water.
Like,
shortage.
Listen, the people who waste water is Pick and Pay.
Ooh,
and ShopRite.
That's one of our sponsors. Keep it tidy, baby.
And also, I'm just saying, like, all these supermarkets, like, there's water there lying around, not being used. And then they're like,
what, on the shelves?
Yeah, those guys are like, why do you have.
No, man, that's a business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then stop.
How's this?
Are you saying the water they're selling?
The water they're selling.
He's got a point.
Because it's
in the fridge.
Like, it's in the fridge, it's chilling. I'm like, they're not using it.
You know what? Fuck it, we've got enough water. They buy more water.
Yeah, like,
and now they're wasting our water.
It's there. And like, I've got water in my tap. It's like, they say, don't drink this water. Go to the shop and buy it. Like, it's there. It's free. You can't use it. You know what I mean? And then it's weird. Like, for example, like, we as black people.
Just worked out which mic is yours. Sorry. I can switch you off if you carry my back pick and pay like this. I'll switch this thing off, my boy.
I'm saying, we as black people, we haven't caught up on this whole buy 5 liters of water thing. Like, we haven't caught up yet. We're getting there.
Every
time. You know, in Nigeria, people started buying pumps in those JoJo tanks, right?
Yeah.
So then it's when it rained, they filled up. So you get 1,000 liters of water that you can then water your garden, you can bath, whatever. And then the Nigerian government taxed them on that. They said, that's our water.
Came out of our sky.
The water's coming from the sky of Nigerian airspace.
We own the sky.
The people got taxed. If you had a tank of water in your garden, they taxed you. So you can't win.
It's illegal to have water.
And then I got an email from a Nigerian guy saying, would you like some water? You've just won the water sweepstakes.
I've got $3 million worth of water.
3 million
just
liters.
Waiting.
Just give
for
us
you.
Your bank details and we'll send you some water. And I did it. I did it, and the guy hasn't phoned back.
I'm telling you.
It's very soon. We have Breakfast Beer Club. Is that right? BBC?
Yeah,
BBC.
We're doing the Upside Down today.
We're doing the Upside Down. From where is it from?
It's from Stranger Things.
Where do we get our beer from? League of Beers.
League of Beers.
Okay,
League
they sent
beers.
Us some beers. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
we're not League sponsored by them. They just literally sent me
but you
two
can
cases
sponsor
of beer.
If you want.
come on, Zambu.
Okay, that's the music. Keep going. Keep talking about beer. Yeah. What I want to do is I want to phone Warren Robertson, who's actually a writer on a show.
What show does he write?
He's one of the chief writers on Point of Order, which is being filmed today.
Oh, yeah, it is.
The whole week, actually.
Are you on Point of Order?
No, I'm not that famous yet.
anyone can be on that
show. Love the honest.
Not that famous.
Eric, will you say hello to Warren when he answers?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, cool. What's the beer there, please, Brandon? Where's it from? What brewery?
Zogala.
Hey, Warren Robertson, are you there?
Hi, Warren.
Zogala Brewer.
Hello. Hi, sorry to phone you so early on a Friday, because you know it's a podcast and we ran out of guests, and that's why I'm phoning you.
Oh, I see. Is this what's happening?
Yeah.
You got me live on the air already.
Live on the air. Well, you blew it to part. No one's listening.
That's fine. It's okay. we're busy shooting Point of Order at the moment.
I know. That's why I'm phoning you.
An amazing time.
No, I'm on Point of Order today. I've got to be there at 2:30. And that's why I'm phoning you.
Because
it's an interesting comedy-related conversation.
It is an interesting comedy-related conversation.
Do you want to step outside and tell us what Point of Order is?
Okay. Point of Order is a panel show, much like Mock the Week or 9 out of 10 Cats or whatever. But it's done in the style of the South African Parliament.
That's quite an explanation. I think South Africans aren't used to panel shows.
No, we aren't. No, we don't. But essentially what it is it's comedians just talking shit and making jokes about various topical news things.
And are they topical news or are some of them made up?
No, some of it's made up. Some of it, I mean, it's all just, essentially it's a series of rubbish games that are just there to...
Okay, and you say it's parliament, so they split it up into opposition and government?
That's right. So they split it into two teams of three comedians, and then Tumi Morake is the host, and she kind of controls the chaos.
As the speaker of the house.
When the games are over, and yeah.
Okay.
So, but essentially, what it is it's just comedians making relentless jokes. I mean, I saw yesterday.
But did we film? Did we start filming yesterday?
Absolutely hilarious. Yeah. Started filming yesterday. First two episodes are absolutely hilarious. You know, there were Tolas Mo and Mark Banks and Luis Ogola and Yasin Vaz. I mean, you know, really.
Jeez, now I feel the pressure now with me coming there this afternoon.
Yeah, no, Dave, I think they're intending for you to make tea. I'm not sure that you're going to be on the show.
Yeah, I'm busy. So now, wait a minute. So what's it going to be? I know that they filmed the season already. That was only available on the internet, though.
That's right. Well, no, it goes out on StarSat, which is very small in South Africa. It's kind of like a DSTV that you register for $100 a month or whatever. And then it's a separate TV series of TV channels. But it's quite big in Nigeria and in Ethiopia and Kenya and Mozambique and these sorts of places. So they've been rerunning season one apparently crazy. So you're super famous if you've been on season one in Mozambique. But
thank you, man.
Yeah, and apparently they're going to be expanding quite a bit in South Africa over the next year. So this year they're shooting three more seasons of Point of Order.
Are you on? Are you on some of the episodes?
I am on some of the episodes. Yeah, that's okay. Right.
And what is? And I saw you. You're a writing consultant. So you kind of help out.
I punched up some of the jokes and some of the material. Because Tumi's introductions to each of the games and that sort of stuff are pre-written. Okay. They're not made up on the spot, but everything else is made up.
Because I have to argue for speed limits on pavements. That's my governmental...
You see, that's the kind of thing we have to come up with, like...
Really?
Like topics for people to argue about. And you see, it's all nonsense. It's all rubbish.
Speed limits on pavements. Can you help me out?
Please write Dave some jokes.
No. Warren, in the studio as well, here is... you know Eric Janssen, Powder?
I do know Eric Janssen.
How's it going, Warren?
Powder's here, and then...
Hi, Eric Janssen.
Brandon Cockbuck Mackay is here.
That's my name now.
Wow.
We'll be calling me that, I'm sure.
He's a gold mouth mammy fucker.
you've just got all of the best comedians in the country on that.
And then the next best comedian we could find is Nkosi Natty Mark. Say hello to Warren.
Hello, Warren. Can you book me, please?
This is all just a ruse to get Nkosi Natty Mark gigs,
yeah.
He's free in
Fuck yeah,
he's
free
don't trip. Go quiet like you're
Warren, trip, man. Warren no. is going wait what
you're getting booked really? Too much in advance with Warren so
you're still doing,
I
Warren, are you still
much.
Doing gigs have you still got the keg
yeah we still got the keg and the Ridge Rack and there's a new one that's opening in front of our park soon hopefully we're busy already this
can I
year.
Tell you what I like about your gigs you bring your own sound system you got a spotlight so those two things are done you charge at the door and you make sure that the host is strong enough to blend in if the guys are
very important.
Now, we were just talking now about young comics. They don't listen to the show. They sit backstage or they sit outside talking to each other. They all came on one night and kind of did the same material. So you almost have to tell them, listen to the host, listen to the show, so you don't repeat the material.
And so you don't die, more importantly.
But also a guy coming on and saying, hello, where are you from? Meantime, the host already done that. It's just, it makes me angry.
I can hear that.
Enough rant.
Anyway, I'm gonna go because we're about to start shooting the first episode for the day.
Ooh, very
cool.
Ooh, Hollywood. Warren Hollywood Robertson. Bye.
I know. I'm sorry. Bye.
Thanks for being on our podcast. That was Warren Robertson. He's writing for Point of Order.
We have a message from Woody that you didn't read.
So man, fuck Woody.
No, you fuck with a Woody. No, but Woody.
I don't.
Woody,
I told you, I do the Foldy Locks.
That's nasty. Woody says something about he needs money as well. Like, on top of this guy's thing about needing a sunscreen and curtains. So he's like, if you sponsor me some cash, I'm coming down from PE. And then he's going to get
is
me
this
something.
What, is
I
this
saw
what,
my name. Read the WhatsApp,
okay,
man.
So here's a WhatsApp from Woody. Morning, guys. Woody here. Must I do it in his accent?
Woody.
Yeah. Morning, guys. Woody here.
Woody.
I'm looking for donations to come visit you guys next week. I'm from PE. I'll bring...
Doom for Eric.
Did say Doom for
I'll
Eric?
Bring Doom for Eric to get a tan.
Why do you like Woody's message?
How do you get a tan from Doom?
Ask Woody. Woody, anything. Please explain yourself with your fucking Doom stories. Doom, tan. I have a tan, actually.
I have a ten.
Super color there.
That was super color. I have a ten.
I have a ten. A gun and a knife.
Out of nine, I'm a ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Cheer. You don't even know. You'll see flames, boy. No, I'm joking. No, but for real. Yeah, come down, man. We'll sponsor you some cash. If you get here, we'll give you the money.
Are you telling, well, you're telling, listen, a guy that I'm, if he gets here, we'll pay him?
I'm not giving
back.
Him.
You'll give him 10 Nigerian. Bucks.
Yo, you come down.
Back.
You're getting 10
and
rand.
We'll pay you when you get here.
You're getting,
you know,
10 rand.
I must get a fire extinguisher. When it gives a doom, you fire extinguisher him.
Okay, Woody wants to get you.
Get like a cougar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Woody, come on down.
Woody's not going to reply. Carry on with your thing. Isn't it breakfast beer time, Dave?
It is breakfast beer.
Yeah,
can you get
that
some
is
cups?
Correct, David.
There's no date on
beer. Brandon, Kosunashi Maki, will you go and drink the beer outside, please, and give us a tasting?
You have to come drink with me outside.
We're not allowed to drink in the studio because we mess up this very expensive equipment.
Oh, shame, man. Looks like Cash Crusaders equipment. I know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Kosi Natimaki will not be joining us next week because he says offensive things on air while we are trying to be professional. Imagine Cash Crusaders. It's Cash
Converters. What did he, was he talking about our sponsors that we're not going to get?
No, he was talking about the equipment because you're like, we mess on the equipment.
No, you
like,
can get a desk like this from Cash Converters.
Yeah, from Cash.
This is the real deal.
Say Crusaders. You said Cash Crusaders. Did you say Cash Crusaders? I didn't listen. Yeah, you see? It's Cash Converters, damn it.
What I'm going to do now is, while we're waiting, my favorite
less
comedian at the moment is...
Convert money to tables, damn it.
Do you know Bill Burr?
Bill Burr, yeah.
So we're going to just shut the fuck up and
listen,
to
Bill
Burr.
Burr.
There you go.
Republican... Whatever the Republican National Convention Party, whatever they call them, they're... be the presidential nominee for that fucking party. Do you understand that Ted Cruz throwing in the towel... Everybody said he elbowed his wife. He didn't. Okay? She was third man in. I tweeted about this. If you look what happened, he hugged her first, right? And then he went in for the man hug. And then she, you know, according to the NHL rule of third man in, if there's an altercation already happening and a third party enters it, it's an automatic game misconduct. So she should have got a game misconduct, right? If she's done that before in the past, you know, maybe she should get a suspension. I'll tell you what was fucking hilarious. She hung in there like a trooper. She took a knuckle and a couple of fucking elbows. She looked like she was trying to stop one of those little kitty merry-go-rounds with her head. You know, just kept taking a fucking bar to the skull. He then did include her. I thought it was weird that she wanted to hug with those two men. I don't know much about Ted Cruz, but I think, I don't know, I felt a weird sort of rotisserie vibe there from his wife that I think already occurred, you know? They were probably hugging, saying, all right, we're going to do this, let's do it now, okay? I told you I couldn't do it, you know, I'm running for president, I don't need that shit, but now it's over, and I'm just a senator now, so yeah, you know, I'll be on the other end while you're fucking my wife, that'll blow me a little bit, you know? I don't give a shit, you know, just push this bill through. Isn't that how politics work? I have no idea. Let's get back to what I was talking about. So fucking, what's his name there? Fucking Willie Wiffle there. The fucking guy with the toupee. Comes back and around again, right? Donald Trump. I just want the American people to know that by giving him that fucking position in politics, you just cleared the way for Hillary Clinton to become president. And I don't want to hear a fucking word out of any of you Republicans. Not a fucking word. This is the guy you picked.
Was that a soliloquy? Or
you know what's weird is that he's talking in anger like that about... He says, the reason why you chose Donald Trump as a candidate is that you just opened the way for Hillary Clinton to become president. So like Bill Burr must be going, what happened to that material? Because he actually became president.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So wait, was he alone when he did this? Was he on stage?
He's just
podcast.
Talking.
Just ranting.
He's just ranting.
Oh.
He's got a podcast.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. To be angry on your own. Ah, that's wild.
Do you do comedy on your own in the mirror?
Never.
Why not?
Never.
You should
try it. I do it. Yeah. I do it.
Exactly,
I don't laugh. I look at myself and I'm like...
The same reaction the mirror gives is what most of the audience...
Yeah. Oh. No, I just look at myself and I'm like, are you sure you want to do this the rest of your life? Are you certain this is your thing?
But now, I've heard some rumors that you may or may not have done a demo tape at a certain radio station. Explain that.
No comment. No, I didn't do a demo tape, man.
Did you do it? But you want to go to radio?
Yeah,
like
man, I do the thing.
So did you? Are they asking for submissions?
Day. No, not asking for submissions. I just want to record the thing so that when they ask for submissions, I'm ready.
Okay, but let's hear some of your radio. Do you have a radio voice? Or
no,
you
I
still
don't.
Eric?
I'm dog, I speak like this to everybody.
You do know you're on the radio
I just
now.
I got called
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been called dog.
Everybody gets also, called. Oh, we have a WhatsApp.
Ah, fuck off, man. Listen.
Read the WhatsApp first.
Kendrick Lamar's album is now in the Harvard Library. Does that not take all your street cred?
That's what I said.
I think
gone.
No.
He's part of the Dewey Lewis system. No more.
He's gone.
No more. He's gone.
He's gone.
You believe he's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay,
yeah.
But read the WhatsApp though.
Okay, Woody says the doom is to spray onto Eric so that he gets an instant tan. And then that's.
How do you get a tan?
Still pray. Makes no sense,
you
Woody.
Pray. You spray the doom and you pray. As you spray, you pray.
What are you trying to say?
Spray and pray.
Am I a. Do I
and
look,
then
am I
he
a
says, P.S. P.S. On a WhatsApp. PS. That's quite. Postscript.
Postscript.
Postscript on a WhatsApp. Dave, may you be blessed with a Ford Cougar.
Hey, this guy is on you, guys.
It's hilarious.
Woody.
So
yeah,
he's,
Woody.
He's
can I taste the beer?
That's not
bad. Have you tasted it? What's
we poured it. It's a perfect beer for breakfast beer club. It looked like a cappuccino.
No, it's a beer chino.
It was very
so it's a vice beer, so it's got wheat in it, and it's got so it's breakfasty.
It was very breakfasty.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm going to go taste it.
Oatmeal. It's very chill.
Eric, stop on the phone. Talk to the people.
So what I would like to say is...
Eric, please tell us a story.
I don't have a story to tell. So no, I'm recording a. I'm recording. I don't have a boring story. I don't have a boring story. Like I swear,
Friday would
I
not
swear.
Be finished if you didn't tell us about the time
Friday
you
wouldn't
went
be
to
sorry.
The guy's house to play beer pong.
But I don't play beer pong. I don't drink anymore, and I don't smoke either. And yeah, that's my
so
life.
So now you got no more interesting
I'm
stories.
Very boring.
No.
Yeah,
drinking.
I'm super boring. No, I'm selling my car's rums later today, and I hope this guy actually pitches up because I need money. Like January's been long. I'm like I'm in the negatives, man. My savings account.
And where did you
now
meet this
owns
guy?
Account.
I OLX.
Meet this guy. No, you see, this is what I like about Facebook. Facebook has a lot of people using it at the same damn time. Yeah. So when I posted the pictures of the rooms, he was the first one to reply, and he just said, "Yo, message me ASAP." And then he messaged me. So I'm like, "You already fucked up." But I'm happy. I'm here. Yeah. I'm listening. What's up? Then he's like, "Yeah, if you contact me now, I'll buy those rooms from you for 500 less the price that you posted it for." Then I'm like, "This isn't how this works, my man." Have you never bought things at shops? You don't go to Pick and Pay and say, "I've only got 20 rand for 25 rand packet of rice. Yeah. Give me the damn rice." No. So I said, "Please give me the amount of money." Then he's like, "Hey, then you'll have to wait till Friday." So today's Friday, which is what I've been waiting for. So I'm going to have money.
He's going to come take your rooms. You're getting no money.
I'm going to him with a gun.
Listen,
just so
do
you know.
The transaction at the police station.
Yeah, meet me
and
at Prom Rose Police. No, but
please,
the thing is, then the police get involved and then we both lose.
No, then
no.
You've got to pay the...
No,
then they want to know where you got
where
the rooms.
Where you get the rooms?
No.
When your car has the rooms.
No. Listen, you see with the cops, you do a reverse psychology. You go to the police. Even if it's a stolen... You're going to sell a stolen vehicle at the police station, dog. I'm telling you now.
I've seen this.
Listen, you're going to go to the... Because you come to them and say, "I need your help."
Yeah,
I'll give you something, Anyana. I just want you to security guard
but
so I can sell this thing.
My guy,
but how much are you selling
my 5,000. I don't want to give
in
nobody.
5,000. Yeah, so they're going to want 1,000.
Are we not talking about selling rooms?
No.
I leave the show for 1 minute.
How was the beer?
You give the cop 200 bucks.
Horrible.
No, but I don't want to give anybody
like
anything, my man. I need to put this money in my account. I'm in arrears.
Well,
I don't
even
know what that means, but I know. No, because I don't drink anymore, Dave.
Okay, but did you taste the beer?
No.
Go and just have one little
no!
Sip.
No!
I just want to get you out of here so we can talk about you. Seriously, I left you guys in
my
police station buying rooms.
Yeah.
And rooms.
No, because
rims.
He said I must tell him a boring story, so I told him a boring story about me selling my rooms today.
Did you sell your rooms?
Not yet.
He's about to sell
them. So
this is why I'm asking
you,
why are we on the sex show later?
Because if we're having a room job.
They're going to fuck they're gonna fuck me over on another deal. Like,
I don't
need to be fucked over in a studio.
So basically, okay. We're coaching him on how not to get mugged while selling rims.
So the one night stand, you'll don't want to lecture me, you'll rather want to teach me how to sell rims. This is why I'm failing in life, guys.
This is such a great show because we give you incredible life
failing.
Advice.
I'm trying to get laid and you guys are just telling me about selling things.
Dude, go to Ilovo.
Who's that?
Go to always at Meadows Ash tonight. You can it's only 10 bucks.
Just
come on, guys.
Touch somebody provocatively.
Lucas is laughing at us. We're listening to his own show. Okay, so the beer was a failure. It's too gingery and it really is tastes like off.
Upside down.
It's like off.
No, it's got like a bit of a Kombotu kind of vibe.
Yeah, it is. It is actually. I don't want to say.
Did you also get that?
Yeah, it's a Kombotu foam sorghum, and it's got this thing, man.
But it's brewed. It seemed very African.
Zwalele.
It's called Zwagal. There's a name called. I was like, yeah. This is very hood.
Swagala.
This is from the hood.
Doesn't Swagala mean come here or something?
No, yeah, it means come here. Like, come.
Swagala like, in it, the
beer. Swagala is not a, please, can you please come? No.
Oh, it's you.
Swagala is now. Yo, now. Like, you drink a glass of this thing, it's over. If you're a female.
This is such a culturally enriching show.
Swagala. Wait, let him finish. If you're a female, then.
If you're a female and you're next to Eric Jensen, you're going to give him a blowjob. That's
is that I. No. Why did you finish?
But then,
it's a one night stand. It's a one night stand.
He down, he's already running away because he's got to
you're going to.
So Eric, have you ever had a one night stand?
Why did I let him finish that sentence? Like, why did I say Swagala. No, let him finish. No, no, Swagala.
Come here.
No,
come here.
Come here. Come here.
Come here.
Yo, this is turning out to be nasty. Like, I'm scared.
Okay, now hang on. So
can we phone my mom?
Breakfast beer tasting was not a success. I had one sip of that stuff.
Once again.
I feel like you guys are chasing away the sponsor. Like,
no, no, listen. We're being honest. We're tasting the beers, and that's what's cool about it.
Do League of Beers make money selling
beers? No, League of Beers put the beers in there. It's a surprise package.
No, but I meant, do they make money selling beers?
They sell beers.
Yeah.
But what you do is you get a favorite that you like, and then you can order a case of those. So the more we taste, the more we go, okay, don't like this, don't
this
like
is
this.
Cack, this is
then
cack.
We did like the strawberry IPA was nice.
Yeah, that was very good.
Because you drank it in the car on the way home.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Brandon, have you worked out how you're getting home yet?
I'm
trying to explain to Brandon.
Eric
and I are on the sex show after this, and Brandon's got actual job. He's got a real
job.
And he's like, we're going to be talking.
You see, the thing is, now when
lubricants.
People tell you when you walk into a place, yeah, you're on the show with us after this as well. No.
No.
Confirm.
Did you not know?
Go, hello, my guy. Are you busy after the hour of 10 o'clock?
So that's why you can't be on the sex show, because you're selling rooms.
Yeah.
Have you got a buyer?
Job. Yeah.
I bet you it's one of those guys like, I just deposit the money.
No. I said,
shout out to Jason.
Listen, tell a story about Jason and his laptop.
I said, carry only. Okay, yeah, let's go.
This guy, Jason, sorry. They sent an Uber driver to fetch the laptop.
Yeah,
this is totally legit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, this is not totally legit.
It is no money yet. No?
Okay, so he put the laptop on Gumtree.
Put the laptop on Gumtree.
The guy said, I'll send you an Uber.
He sent him videos of himself walking around his house and showing him his Ducatis. The guy's buying a second-hand laptop on OLX. Or Gumtree.
But he's showing pictures of his Ducatis.
So he's like, this is me. I'm totally legit. But it's for someone in Joburg. I'm in Cape Town, so I'm going to send an Uber. The Uber's going to come collect the laptop, and then the money will be in your account.
Shouldn't the money be in the account first? Like, well, that's how shops work.
Yeah, like, put their monies, and then we can give
But we've
laptops.
All been ripped off once.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Brandon will tell you about buying a dog online.
And then?
That also didn't go so well.
Tell me how it ended. What did the Nigerian say to you?
Then they sent you
I know where you live.
They sent you
What did he call you? My brother.
Hey, my brother. I know where you live.
I know where you live, my brother.
We'll come there.
You're not getting your money.
Did he send you a hyena or something?
No,
didn't
he send nothing.
I got nothing.
Like, he paid $7,000 for a dog online.
You really paid $7,000.
Now you freaked Eric out. How much you selling the rooms for?
You must learn to do business on the internet.
You know what they do?
On the internet, you must learn these things.
They've got an SMS, right? The fake SMS.
Yes.
It's from the bank. Yeah, they'll send you that.
But also, you can go online and check.
I'm not at bank. Okay, cool.
I use Obujawaji Web Bank. Look, the money is through already. No, nigga, this money is not through, man.
I don't think I'm allowed to use the N-word when I'm SMSing the bank.
Shout out to all our Nigerian listeners.
And if you...
We're big in Africa.
I love in Modern Fontaine, if you must.
Jesus.
Don't be telling them where we live.
I just said Modern. Oh, shit, my bad.
That's actually where we live.
There's actually two of us that live in
Modern. I know, because I don't live there. I'm safe now.
Don't you in Boxburg?
Have you been ripped off on the internet?
Don't tell this guy.
What happened to me was, what happened to me was, I phoned on Metro FM on Rams, my board to show, trying to get funding for comedy and stuff. And then, a month later, right?
So it was live on air?
Live on air.
Okay.
I gave my number. What's my number?
Oh, you chop.
And then they asked me, what's my number? The radio asked me, what's my number? And then I gave for people to call me to get business and stuff. And then, a month later, I get a call from these people. They're saying they're from Metro FM. And they said, okay, listen, my assistant's going to call you now, okay? So now it's
my assistant?
Yes. So then I call, the assistant calls me, and then he's like, listen, Buddha, we want to put you on radio, okay? On Rams, an interview for like 30 minutes. Okay, cool, this is nice, but they must give us something. I'm like, what? No, you must give us something, a nice bottle. You know, what's a bottle? A bottle is like maybe $3,000 or like.
Oh, is that like a currency in the
hood?
Yeah,
it's a currency. Yeah, it's a currency. No, like a bottle. It's not actually a bottle. Yeah. I'm like,
So you must pay 3,000 rand to this fictitious person to be on Metro.
Yeah.
A free-to-air station.
Yeah. And then... But I was a kid. Because
give
I
us
called,
$3 for being on I this called, fucking podcast.
I called the guy back. No, I never paid, but I called the guy back like 4 times. And then he sent me an SMS for the banking details. English is like, ha, the English.
The English, or the spelling.
I got him on the spelling. I was like, yeah.
Education is important. Why is there a comma in the middle of congratulations?
Middle of the word.
What is this? Congratulations. No. Who put the comma in there, man?
That's like, it. That's how the you spelling can. Will get you. If you ask Scammer, let's watch our grammar.
Yeah.
And let's
no, don't tell them to check their spelling. Just he put his lip on the mic, didn't he?
That's a bit of gob hanging
on. Oh, that's nasty. Luckily you're on the section next, so you can just
that's not gob.
Oh, that's nasty. Ah, that's disgusting. Yeah, no, scammers have been doing their thing.
Ah, it's a full-time job
WhatsApps.
For them.
No,
man,
WhatsApps.
Leave the WhatsApps.
No, WhatsApps.
No, man, leave the WhatsApps.
Leave the WhatsApps.
This is, I think Woody is again. Did you say there's something in the beer? Yeah, I think, come here. He thought we said come her. Your mind, Woody. Get your mind out of the
Woody is Wood. Woody is Woody right now.
Yeah, I mean, his name's Woody.
Yeah, his name is Woody. How big is Woody, by the way? Anyway, how long?
Woody's
I don't want to know this.
Did you say come here?
I let you finish once and you put my name in the book. Never letting you
finish
again.
I make my own
beer,
so my beer's got a little bit of my DNA in it.
Yeah.
It's my blood, sweat, and tears in the beer.
Yeah, that's nice. Ooh,
Brandon's got a phone call. Listen, can we just say, like, last week, Brandon said he was going to be on the show, and his whole family listened. Like,
everyone commented on that Facebook post. I was impressed. I was like,
that's
whole
doubled
family.
The listeners of the show in one show.
Brandon, do you want to say, do you want to say anything? Like, because you're not a funny person.
Not at all.
But you are a very funny person.
Okay. Whoa. Looking.
No, you've got some stuff going on in your brain that's not normal.
No, that's
I was
not the
tested
thing.
Yesterday by my Liberty Life nurse came around.
Definitely.
She wasn't in a nurse outfit.
No, well then that's...
Her name was Anna-Marie.
Did she milk
me? Like a blue, she didn't milk me.
Okay.
But I thought she wanted a semen sample, so when I gave it to her, she said, what's this? I'm like, well, you're the nurse.
Yeah, figure it out.
You figure it out. And I realized that it wasn't actually in the jar, it was just on the sock from last night. She had to extract whatever information she can.
So that sock method works. I've never tried it. So
the sock method. It's a method now. It's not a method. It's just whatever's there.
Oh, so you're like, into the sock.
No, not from far. You just, I don't know. Eric, it's so hard.
I'm
educating
you.
Eric.
No. I'm prepping you for the section. No. I'm leaving.
Can you stay for the section? Because of your room.
The way everybody just looked at me in the studio.
Are you staying?
Do I have to stay? You see, because my lesson's leaving, I'm leaving.
Is Eric taking you home?
No, I'm going home.
Okay, so hang on. The nurse came there because I have to do a test for when you take a policy, I have to test for AIDS and for nicotine and for cannabis. Now, I'm not saying that I had smoked cannabis. But there was an invitation on my WhatsApp from my neighbor. I'm not saying it was you, but what would he have called it? What did you call it?
He.
What did the guy call it in the...
Craft cigarette.
A craft cigarette.
Well, you know, craft beers are so big.
That's his line.
The craft cigarette.
No, would you like to come to my house for a craft cigarette? What do you mean? Well, it's handmade, hand rolled, hand grown, hand sewn,
hand licked,
hand done, and hand picked, and hand. It took out all the pips.
Hand scissored.
So now what happened is I came to my neighbour's house for a craft cigarette.
Yeah. Coughed
my lungs out. This was the night before the nurse came to test if I had smoked weed. I don't smoke anything. So now I'm not going to get a policy from Liberty Life because now they think I'm a fucking dope head.
Because you done fucked up, so what you did.
Because I got high. I don't get my policy. I'm not covered if I die.
And I know why.
At least I don't have HIV. Also, she pricked my finger. You know that you can't finger prick. George Carlin said that. You can't.
Did it do as well as it did in this room when he said it?
It's basically like one of them.
Obviously, did a lot better because it was George Carlin.
Yeah, but he just said it. Yeah, I just mentioned it. Yeah, it's like one of your mirror comedy jokes.
Yeah. Now my mirror comedy jokes.
He's heckling himself in the mirror. Like.
Yeah, you at the back. Put down that hand.
Heckling himself. Like,
do you practice? Do you practice heckles? Like if you heckles. If you got a piece of material, what I do is I give myself 5 heckles that I could get on that material. So that when you think I'm all sharp with my hecklers, I've actually
practiced
5 things they're going to say. Heckles, so if I say good evening, but someone in the audience goes, "It's cock evening now."
I read Muhammad Ali's book and he had a heckle break. Like
I can't read his book because the words are all shaky.
You know.
What? Muhammad Ali was got a heckle on a
that
book?
That was funny. No, man. Yeah, no, he got heckled because he didn't go to the army. He was supposed to go to the army, but because he was Muslim, he didn't believe in fighting and all that shit. So he'd go to schools and do talks while they were like, "Yo, you can't box." Yeah. So he went and he started doing talks at schools and they kept calling him a draft dodging nigger. Like, that was the thing they kept saying in the audience.
It's inverted commas, eh?
Yeah, inverted commas. Okay. Right. So they kept calling him that.
He was drafted.
And then he decided, you know what? They're going to do this at every event I go to. So I might as well just say something about it. So while he was doing his thing the one day, talking about what he believes in, somebody was like, "Yeah, draft dodging nigga." Then he's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, growing up, my grandmother always caught me throwing stones at this donkey we had in our neighborhood. And the one day she said to me, 'Cassius, you better not throw stones at this donkey.' So I'm like, 'Why, grandma?' It's like, 'Because one day this donkey is gonna die and he's gonna haunt you for the rest of your life.' And ladies and gentlemen, I must say my grandmother was right because this ass is in the audience right now." So it's like, that is genius.
You see what I'm saying now? Like, that if you're a comedian genius. And you've got a line that you do at the box, say. So give us one of your one liners.
I don't know. Oh, on a gangsterism scale from 1 to 10, I'm a 26.
Okay, cool. So that's I can turn us to gangsters.
Yeah.
You could also say you're a 10.
See this thing, man.
Okay.
See this thing.
But now consider what kind of heckle someone would say, and then on that night they might not say them. Hmm. But have like 5 or 6 heckles that are going to come from the audience that you have comebacks for.
I love the ANC.
He does that.
Hey, they gave me a t-shirt and a banana.
I love that. That was I played podcast and every night I was like, first joke, I love the ANC. Ooh, the heckle. No. The whole audience, I'm like, this is good. It's a toy now.
Cool. What's your
other movement?
Now it's a movement. Now it's cool.
Now it's a movement. What's your next line after that?
I feel like a well-placed foot sack is just
no, because our thing is, the whole point is try to compare ANC and DSTV. Is that DSTV?
It's one more letter.
DSTV is the only television channel that will advertise DSTV on DSTV.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ANC advertises the ANC on ANC.
And then,
but now, what about the Twitter war room? Were you also paid to tweet about the ANC?
I wish I was.
No, you can't. They don't pay you.
No, because I wish I was.
Send an invoice and a payment order and a statement.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I was paid. I wish I was paid.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell people on Monday. I'm my roast battle on Comedy Central, channel 122.
So, yeah, what? No, I'm kidding.
My roast battle's on channels. Watch DSTV
channel 122 at 9 o'clock.
At a bar near you. That's my situation.
So, you compare. So, that's your joke. So, have you got hecklers that come in and are you ready for them?
Yeah.
Do you care about hecklers?
No, not really. But it's just like I've learned this in Cape Town. We used to do this gig. I used to organize this gig called the Florentines. And you used to have people there heckling for days. I had like 4 fights. While I was hosting.
Actual
fights. Fights, yeah. And then I'll go have a fight with this guy, then come back, host again. So like,
this is a whole
this is a true story. You can ask anyone.
And you dropped it. You could have said this in the beginning.
You chose the last 3 minutes when we have to wrap up.
So tell us, where's the gig? What area?
It was in Cape Town in Observatory.
Okay, so in Observatory, you're hosting.
Yeah.
You're quite a big guy. I wouldn't miss you.
No, there are bigger people from Nigeria who will heckle you. And then sometimes, suppose he's from Nigeria.
So you're trying to say, listen, keep quiet, we're trying to do the show.
Yeah, be polite and stuff. And then you give the money, you give the guy his money back. And then.
I feel like
he's still like not going
anywhere. Nigerian who gets his money back.
I feel like listen. The thing is, I feel like he doesn't fight by choice. I feel like it's an obligation.
Because
on stage you couldn't see into the audience. It's like, hey, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna fuck you up.
And after
the guy goes, yeah, come fuck me up. Then he leaves the stage and he's like, yeah, this guy's bigger than us.
And I feel like this is just another Nigerian scam. He went, he watched comedy, watched the whole show. The last guy comes on, he heckles him. They give him his money back.
Yeah, free show.
And then he leaves.
Free show.
You were scared.
That's funny.
Nigerians. No, man, stop it now. We're going to get shot.
Stop it.
Do you know they have there's a Nigerian podcast on Cliff Central where they talk about how the great the country is and things that are happening and the way that South Africa actually works very well with Nigeria in terms of the economic power. Like, it's the African economic power.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's true, man.
I'm just getting out of that I'm just saying nice things now, because we're going to get shot.
I believe in Nigeria.
Are you telling me you hosted, you actually had fisticuffs?
Yeah.
Those proper
fights.
Shut up. And then, doesn't the audience get all awkward and go, what the hell?
No, because it's like we just started comedy and then we were like new and then we were trying stuff and then.
Oh, so the comedy was shit.
Yeah.
Then I would also fuck you up.
No good time.
Yeah.
I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there and I want my money back. Okay, I have to compliment all of you on managing to almost not talk over each other for the complete hour. And that comes from Angie.
We love you, Angie.
Hello, Angie.
Angie, I'm the handsome one.
Can everyone say something? We won't talk of each other. Say something. You say goodbye, please.
I'm the last.
We'll start from.
No, I'm the last.
Okay, we'll go anti clockwise.
Of course, not in my key. Please find me on Facebook, book me, because I'm hungry and stuff. So, yes, thank you very much.
Sunshield,
yes.
Curtains for your car.
Curtains. I want tint. I want sunshield, because now they don't do sunshield anymore. They can still beg into my car.
Man. Brandon?
Goodbye, Cliff Central. Please, someone book this man in Feb. He's looking very sad.
And over to you, Eric.
I pity the fool that has to listen to this podcast.
That was the worst Bia Baracus accent ever.
No, it's the best one. He says some cool things like, a fool. No, he says, a wise man always has something to say, but a fool always has to say something.
That's from Shakespeare, dumbass.
See you later, suckers.
My name's Dave Levinson. This has been the Gas Comedy Podcast. Don't forget, hashtag Gas Comedy and Cliff Central. You can download this on the app or you can download it on iTunes or on any of the podcasting sections of your computerized world. Goodbye. Cheers. Happy Friday. Yes, it was the sun. He was the only one to fall down, y'all. CliffCentral.com.